Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nan Cohen Total Talk. And tonight it's about making your pooch a whole lot happier and safer. We've got Corey Winwood here. Cannot wait to dive into tonight's show. And we're going to give you an opportunity to phone in if you are dealing with any behavioral issues when it comes to your four-legged friend. You've come to the right place. He's truly one of the best at what he does. Here she is, the host of Total Talk, Nan Cohen, always barking up the right tree.
Aw, so sweet.
If you knew how many things I've been juggling this last hour, I'm so glad to see you.
And then you watched a hoop can peek around the corner.
I'm in this deep thought of this monologue, and you put this beautiful little puppy in the window, and I said, how much is that puppy in the window?
She's here.
Aw, so
cute. She's here. She came to, well, she heard Corey was going to be here, so she decided to come.
Now, that's a lovable dog, but I kind of like a big dog.
Okay, we're not going to get into that. Okay, we're just not. All right, I love all dogs, but this is my baby.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, she came out in the frigid weather, Corey, just to be with you.
Got her coat on.
Got her sweatshirt on. Oh. Let's get that clear.
You actually have a sweatshirt on that dog.
Yes, I do.
Oh!
Yes, I do.
Nice.
As my daughter said, and she even has the glitter on tonight.
So. Color coordinated
and
all.
She's here, so she's been here before, so she's a pro. But Corey, you know, it's funny. We had a little social media glitch, and your post about the show today didn't go up till this morning. But I got two texts today, and you're a real kind of who's who here in Pittsburgh.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really getting out there. So I'm honored that you are gracing us on the airwaves tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I guess the question is, you know, you did so great on your first show, and I know you and Rob had definitely a male bond on different dogs, not the fluffy one that I have. But with that being said, what is a day in your world look like?
Well, I mean, I have three dogs of my own, so I have a lot of responsibilities of meeting their needs before, you know, my day really starts with helping others and their dogs. But, you know, basically, once my schedule is created for the day, I'm out and about in the Pittsburgh area going to people's homes or, you know, meeting them at a park or a place, you know, that's convenient for them and getting to know them and their situation with their dogs and helping them improve their relationship and behaviors with their beloved pets.
And so you take dogs in all ages and stages. I wanted to get that out there.
Correct. Yes.
So when you're talking about what do you see in a day, is this more of a particular behavioral problem? Is it with the new puppies, the older dogs? Do people have dogs and all of a sudden develop a problem? We want to pick your brain. You're shaking your head, and it's like I'm hitting it there. So
yeah, I mean, there obviously are a lot of different reasons. But, you know, for me, it seems usually when people are having a problem, they reach out. And, you know, that can be anything from, you know, certain behaviors to just polishing up their, you know, walking on a leash. But, you know, my favorite clients are the ones that reach out saying like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a dog, or we have a dog that we're going to get in a couple weeks. for me, that is like the golden ticket in terms of meeting with them, even before they get the dog, to start setting some expectations that they hit the ground running and we can prevent all these problems that, you know, I sometimes see on a day-to-day basis.
You know, it's funny. When I was growing up, you know, you had your dog. The dog, it was more simplistic, I want to say. There wasn't all these options. And this term's going to come up that I would have never thought about. But Rob, get ready for this. Do you deal with separation anxiety in pets?
Yeah, actually a lot.
So we just didn't know about it then?
Well, I mean, yeah. And I think a lot of people are, you know, bringing their dogs into their homes more often than, you know, again, I think about like my grandparents. You know, they had dogs that mostly were outside and, you know, only came in when the weather was really bad. But, you know, nowadays we really are welcoming these pets into our homes. And I know a lot of, you know, the situation when COVID happened, that people were home and their routines have changed, that there was an expectation with their dogs that, you know, it wasn't as much managing, you know, some self-reassurance that, hey, my person's going to go and come back home. They were there all the time. So a lot of people are navigating the new normal of, you know, now I have to be out of the house from 9 to 5, and, you know, the dogs aren't used to that.
Well, you know, and Rob, didn't you, when you were growing up and you had a dog, I mean, we just didn't think about these things. It was
My dad was a dog whisperer. He just knew what to do.
But you had the dog, and you know, you left and you came and you did the stuff, and there wasn't an option for these things.
Yeah.
That maybe we just didn't have the terminology for as we do now, but it's a real thing. And I'd like to get into that, because I have a friend who's working with a dog who has separation anxiety.
Yeah, so. I see it quite often, quite often.
And medication?
I mean, it can be an option that they discuss with their vets, but, you know, there are a lot of little tweaks that we can make, you know, with help of, you know, from myself, but, you know, personally, just setting an expectation with their dog that it's okay if they even leave the room. You know, we have to start very small with our dogs, that we're not stressing them out and kind of sending them over a threshold of, you know, becoming anxious. And there's a lot of ways to provide them with a calm and safe space and not allowing them to, you know, maybe have the whole house to roam around and, you know, kind of look for things and create problems for themselves.
Interesting. It's something that I just wasn't so aware of, but it's definitely out there. And I'm glad that you can work with individuals with it. So when I was asked after your last show, how does he work? Like, is it consultation? Is it in person? Do you need to see the whole environment? Is it a video? How do you set up your protocol to work with people?
So for me, I mean, I absolutely love and think there's a huge benefit of being in person. So for me, it gives, it's almost like looking into a crystal ball where I can go into someone's house and just kind of understand the environment, get to meet the people, get a sense of who they are, and see their dog in their everyday. But I also do offer, you know, phone consultations, because at the end of the day, it's an education for the owner. And there's a lot of things that can be shared just verbally to start, you know, chipping away at some of the issues that they may be having.
Listen, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Corey on the other side. And if you have a, dog behavior question you want answered, you need a little bit of help, we're going to open the phones up right now. We do have some lines available. We have Kurt in Bieber who's got a vet question, but anybody else who wants to talk to Corey right now, call us 866-391-1020. Tell everybody about your business, Corey, before we go to break.
Yeah, so I'm located in Springdale, and I pretty much stay north of the city, but have a few days where I do venture into the South Hills. So, you know, reach out to me. We'll give my phone number at 724-472-7575. And check out my website at www.thebalancedwag.com, which has several outlets to, you know, email me or even submit a submission form to reach out.
Okay. I've dealt with separation anxiety. I wonder if you could help me out.
Grab your pet and then we'll see.
No, I'm talking about me.
I'm saying grab your pet and maybe he can talk to you.
All right. When the weather turns bad, turn to KDKRadio.com for up-to-the-minute news, weather, and traffic information from the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Butler Transit Authority and McVeigh Plumbing and Heating, only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK, any calls about your pet? That dog you love so much. Call us now. Corey's with us until 8 o'clock. 866-391-1020. Next. All right. Corey's with us until 8. Lots of folks wanting to talk about their dog. We'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020. Let's go to Beaver and talk to Kurt. Kurt, good evening. You're on KDK. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
My question is, I had a dog before the pandemic, and everything was fine. I got another one, and I take them everywhere with me. Is that a bad thing? Because when I do leave and I can't take them with me, they kind of go crazy. They don't, you know, they don't chew anything. They don't. But when I come home, they kind of go insane. Is that a bad thing for me to do, to take them with me in the car everywhere?
Well, I mean, I think it's personal preference. I mean, if you're able to do that, I wish I could take my dogs everywhere. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think there is an opportunity to create a safe space at home for them, and an understanding again that, hey, you can go outside for a few minutes and come back, and it doesn't seem like their world's caving in.
Not at all. But like I said, if I go to Walmart or if I go to, you know, anywhere, the dogs are always in the car with me, except for the very few times that I can't take them with me. I just want to make sure that it's okay to do that, or should I just leave them at home all the time?
I mean, I think there's a good opportunity to balance both of them. Like I said, if it's a personal preference and you can take them with you, I don't see there's any harm in that. But you also want to make sure, you know, again, that they get used to some of those times when you're not able to take them with you, that they're comfortable at home.
You may want to reach out to the balanced wag. Corey can give you that balance that you need. All right, we're going to get to Gloria and Brackenridge in a moment. Go ahead, Nan.
It's interesting because we're so adept to wanting to have our pets with us.
Yeah.
And acceptance is part of the problem. But sometimes it's not good for the pet to have them with you all the time.
Correct. And I also think to myself all the time, I put my dog first. And whatever their personalities are or the situations that I want to put them in that they can manage to the best of their ability. So, you know, there are definite times where if I'm going to a brewery or something, I have one of my three dogs who loves people and enjoys, you know, that outing, and she gets a lot from that. And I have another dog who could care less and would rather just be at home. So, you know, I also put my dog first in those scenarios to make sure that, you know, again, what I'm throwing them into, they kind of have a say in what those activities look like.
It's very interesting because, you know, I'm always curious. You know, what do you think when you go in and you're at a dog park or you're on an outing? What do you are you obviously noticing all the time what we as owners should or shouldn't be doing? Do you shut it off?
There's been a situation where my wife and I were out one time and we had to change seats because I was watching someone work with their dog, and it was just, you know, things that could be tweaked a different way that I just was saying to myself, I need to shut it off. And
that was me, right?
And get, it was not.
That
but,
was me.
You know, there are times there, you know, you can only control so much. And for me, it was better to just turn my back.
You know, you sent me some notes over, and I kind of thought this was interesting because things that you don't think about. But you talked about motivators, and it's things that the dog already knows or does. And how do you make that all work?
Well, I mean, I look at my three dogs, they are all motivated by something different. So when I have the opportunity to work one-on-one with them, our dog Augie, he is beyond treat motivated. So I can get him to hit all of his marks by rewarding him with food. Our youngest dog loves a ball. So when I'm working with her, there is no food involved at all. It is when she hits her mark, we play. And then my other dog, it's all affection and, you know, petting her. She just enjoys that. So when I go to someone's home, I am getting a feel for what, and I ask questions. What does your dog like? Is there a certain toy? Is there a certain treat? And then when I kind of find that out, it's, you know, we hit the ground running, because my favorite kind of dogs to train are ones that people say, well, they're obsessed with a ball. That to me is the gateway to teaching a dog almost anything.
So it's really interesting. So the philosophy that you're putting forth is use what they have, but you're going to add multiple layers to that.
Absolutely.
Using the ball.
Absolutely. I never want to take things away from dogs. So another thing that I look at as well, if a dog likes to dig and it becomes a problem, can we give them a space in our yard that's appropriate for them to dig? So our oldest dog, Augie, he has a dig spot at our pool underneath the deck. There's some loose dirt. And when that dog goes down and is digging, and when he comes out, it's euphoric. You can see in his face that we scratched an itch that he has. And for me, that's what it means to be a good dog owner, to allow them the opportunity to do things that are instinctual and that they truly love.
So when I would say, stop that digging, that's what you're teaching me.
We have to find ways.
Right.
We have to find ways to exploit things that they do well or enjoy.
Well, I love getting to the other piece of this, of understanding them and just not understanding, Corey, this is what I need from the pet, because you can get it, as you've been talking about, but we've got to work it a different way to achieve it.
Correct. Correct.
That's where Rob and I say, well, you know, turn off the Waltons, because we're so prehistoric at times. Right, Robbie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right. You want to take another caller?
I do. Anybody else has a question? And they're coming in fast and furious. Call us 866-391-1020. Corey Winwood here, the Balanced Wag. Gloria in Brackenridge, you're up next for Corey. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Gloria. Corey, I'm raising, along with my husband, a German Shepherd, and she's 4 years old. And I didn't realize what I got into when I did purchase her 4 years ago. She's very huge, and is it okay the way I'm doing it? I couldn't let her in my house. I mean, we did have her in my house with a crate as we trained her. She was in my dining room, and I watched her from the living room. And at night, we had to stay downstairs and sleep down there for a while. But as things got, as she got bigger and as things got to be changing and as she was growing, the crate was transferred down to the basement where there's three large rooms. And she's so huge, I said, there's no way I can let her have the whole house, so she'll destroy it, because all she wants to do is run and play ball. Now, am I ignorant to let her just have the yard to the kitchen to the basement? And she's fine with that, and she is trained to go to her crate. And we let her, trying to teach her to walk around in the basement and be calm, but all she wants to do is play 24 hours a day.
Well, a few things come to my mind with thinking about such a high-drive dog like a German Shepherd. First and foremost, we have to have a shutoff. So there has to be a safe place for the dog to go. And for me, I see more problems with large amounts of space where dogs have access to windows and things where they're actually creating jobs for themselves. And German Shepherds are known to do that. And then when I think about always wanting to play, take an inventory of what you have out for your dog as well, that there should be a few things like maybe a bone or, you know, something that they can chew on to soothe themselves and for some downtime. But with my dogs, I had an Australian Shepherd that was obsessed with a Frisbee. That Frisbee only came out when we were ready to work and play. And then when we were done, it went away. She would have tore that toy apart and, you know, put it in my lap or went to anyone or anything that would throw that Frisbee. So there has to be a shutoff switch that we create for our dogs.
Do you think I'm ignorant? She's content with coming in. I'm trying to tell her to come in the kitchen after playing, because we do have a big yard and I have to get my patio. I have to get a patio for her because she was a digger too. But we do have a big yard, and my husband ought to be crown king because he is the alpha, and we play. It's tennis balls that she's in love with, and she does jump, and we throw them back and forth. And do you think I'm ignorant because I do not let her have my whole house? She will ruin it, and plus when she comes in, sometimes she's all mud.
Yeah, so, I mean, first and foremost, we have to structure play in such a way that, like, every time she goes out, it's not like Chuck E. Cheese, and it's constant you know, constant stimuli the whole entire time. So there's ways to structure your play that she's really working and tapping into her brain. That power is going to also tire her out as much as it will physically.
All right, the balance wag. Thank you for the call, Gloria. We've got Bob and Wes Newton. We'll get to him after the news, which is next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, before we get to Bob, for Corey Winwood from The Balanced Wag, here she is, Nan Cohen, Total Talk, KDK.
So before we went to break, I liked Gloria. I mean, she admitted she got a dog that she just didn't realize the size. I know you and Rob have talked a lot about the breeds, the bigger breeds. But, I mean, what a fabulous dog to have.
Yeah.
It sounds like she has the ability within her home to provide for what that dog needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think of a reason to reach out to a dog trainer to just learn more about the dog that's in front of you. And there's so many ways that we can tap into what makes a German Shepherd a German Shepherd and help give the dog a better life and a better connection and bond. Human to dog.
What a fabulous breed. An absolutely fabulous breed. So if you want to reach out, and Corey, with something that was going on while they're getting situated with that dog, that's the perfect opportunity for you to come in.
Yes.
I thought that was a great segue for you. As they're figuring it out, you're kind of almost coaching them and letting them know what you can do with the capabilities of training that animal.
Correct. They live with the dog. I'm just there to guide them into their everyday of better bonding.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I got some instant messages here. So with that being said, you can reach Corey at The Balanced Wag. That's WAG. The Balanced Wag, WAG.com. 724-472-7575, 724-472-7575. There's a little love fest going on here in the studio, if you weren't watching us on the social media platforms. But Corey and Cookie, the C and the C, have bonded here. Yeah, they're back and forth for sure. Did you know it was Cookie's birthday yesterday?
I've just found that out.
Yeah, she did a whole evening of celebrating last night. So she's definitely on the tour here for her birthday. She's wanting to know if you have any treats for her, by the way. But let's get back to the phone lines and see what's going on. Rob, who do we have up?
All right, Bob from West Newton for Corey Winwood. Go ahead, Bob. How are you?
Real good. Excellent. A little cold out here. I have a five-year-old miniature Dachshund wire hair.
Okay.
And she's my little sweetheart. She's bad. I took her to Westmoreland Community College and took a six-week course, but she's still bad. She's not fixed. I was wondering at this point in time, I thought I might be able to breed her, but should I get her fixed?
Well, I mean, that's definitely a conversation to have with your vet, but I can't hold Australian Shepherd that is not fixed for health reasons. And I do see a lot of changes in her behavior when she's coming in and out of heat. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I wish we didn't have to take that course of action, because I would always want to spay and neuter. But, you know, there is a lot, there's a different oversight that I have with this dog when it's, you know, about twice a year she goes into heat.
So you're saying you see calming effects?
If I didn't have a Dachshund, I would have an Australian Shepherd, I'll tell you.
So tell me, in that situation, is it a calming factor?
In what regard?
Of having the dog fixed? Does that change the behavior?
I mean, just think from the physical standpoint of what her body is doing. You know, the instinctual side of she feels like she needs to kind of den and resource guard certain things because her body, you know, is going through things that cause her to feel that way.
Well, an interesting point to the caller. First thing he said was, she's bad.
Yeah, I mean,
I wanted a comment on that.
Well, and it's one thing to consider in terms of, you know, a dog's health. With speaking towards my Australian Shepherd, before we found out that she only had one kidney, and she was, I don't know, like 4 months old, we saw signs that she needed water and was kind of resource guarding, you know, the water dish from our other dogs. And it kind of felt like, yeah, something that I just had to manage and keep an eye on. But then when I found out that there was truly a health concern, that her body was telling her that is a very high resource for her, it all made sense. And with time, I mean, she's good, but the biggest piece of advice I got from our vet was to make sure that she always has access to water.
Interesting. Very interesting.
All right, Bob, thank you for the call. Anybody else that has a question about their dog for Corey, feel free to give us a call, 866-391-1020. He is here until 8 o'clock tonight. Nan?
You got a question that came in, and they wanted to know your views on training styles. Repetition, reward, repetition and reward.
So for me, I'm very much in the positive reinforcement perspective. I believe that if we can teach our dogs the things we want them to do, we're not in a rut of constantly trying to correct things. And I am a firm believer that dogs are sentient beings and have personalities and big emotions that play a big part in how we bond with our dogs. So who doesn't like a reward for a job well done? And for me, there's so many ways to lead a dog into things we want them to do instead of, you know, the rut of constantly telling our dogs no.
Very, very, very interesting. Hope that helps. Corey, again, let's give out the information on how to reach you, because that's another one that just came in. You can find Corey at the Balanced Wag. That's the Balanced Wag, WAG.com. 724-472-7575, 724-472-7575. I can tell by what's coming in, the need's there. You know, and it, just finding the appropriate time and place. What are the questions we should be asking ourselves as pet owners? When is it time to bring you in?
Again, you know, if you don't have a dog, before you even, you know, make the trip to pick up a dog and bring them home, there's so many things that we can go through. And I'm a big believer in as much education as I can provide. So I recommend lots of books and podcasts and things from that standpoint. But, you know, ultimately, I learn every day. Even looking at my dogs and watching them, there are things that I pick up and notice. And if you want to connect more with your dog, there's so much to learn when you put in the time and effort to really get to know the dog in front of you. So don't always wait till there are problems.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, Robbie.
Yes, we are.
Let's
do it. Anybody wants to talk to Corey, give us a call. He's got one more segment, the Balanced Wag. He is here until 8 o'clock. Hey, do you know someone in need of full house heating system? Well, McVeigh Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling will be donating one full house gas heating system to a family in need. Denominate a deserving family in your life. Go to kdkradio.com now through February 28th. We'll be back. All right, we're going to get to John in Baldwin in just a moment. But before we do that, here's Nan Cohen.
So I have a thought-out question for you, Corey. This is what I want to know. As a trainer, and you've been doing this a while now, right?
Yes.
What are the things that you've learned, not so much from us as the owners, but from the dogs?
From dogs, I mean, so much. But like the big things that I think of are, one, patience. You know, it's a lot of people will tell me, you know, their dog knows better, or they should understand that. From my perspective, I always try to think to myself, how can I do better, slow things down, and give my dog clear communication when we're working through simple obedience, or maybe it's leash training. And another thing that comes to mind is dogs truly live in the moment. And I have a lot of examples where I may be out doing something and my head is just somewhere else, and I have to think to myself, like, As a dog looking at their human, we are their whole world. And, you know, it kind of reels me in and makes me connect and almost forces me to connect more with the people who are in front of me instead of, you know, kind of being out in outer space.
Wow. And, I figure looking at it, we know as humans what our expectations are. They don't.
Correct.
But they get it and they learn from us. So anything you could teach me? Is teaching her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
How great is that? All right, let's take that last caller there before we head out.
All right, here's John in Baldwin. Hey, John, you're on the air. Welcome to KDKA.
Rob, I had a question for Corey. I just want to know his opinion on letting your pet dog sleep with you in your own bed when you and your wife go to sleep at night. Is that advisable?
Is it what?
Is it advisable? Would you advise that, or is that a bad idea to let your pets sleep in the human bed with you?
I will speak from experience that our dogs sleep in bed with us, and it's all if the dog can handle it and it's not making or affecting, you know, how you're sleeping, or, you know, if the dogs can handle it, there's no issues in my opinion.
Hey, John, when you asked that question, John, Cookie's in the studio with me, her tail started wagging. I think it's a personal thing. I fought the crate for a long time.
Well, and, you know, my wife and I have this conversation quite often. We have two 10-year-old dogs and a 2-year-old. Our youngest dog, she goes into the crate quite often, but every time we leave, but it's also her safe space.
Right.
She's also the dog that we talked about that is not spayed. So it's also that, you know, when she's having those big feelings, she seeks out her crate. When we leave the house, our other two dogs, our bed truly is their bed. So I have to make a realization that, you know, when it's time for us to go to bed, we're all in this together. And, you know, it truly is their space as well. And I really respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thrilled. I'm glad he asked that question, because we always think we shouldn't do it. And, you know, before Cookie was Lily, and that was the first time I got a crate, and I fought it. I'm like, I don't want my dog in a crate. But she loved it. And Cookie goes in it. It's her safe space, too.
Yeah.
But she comes out at night, like she knows it's bedtime. She's coming right with me.
Well, and this is kind of a funny story, that our dog, Augie, who is a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix, he actually has a bed in our bed. So we put a little, you know, tiny dog bed, which allows him to also have his own space. So when you move, it's not really bothering him. And it works. It works for us.
Well, this little baby here, the whole bed is hers. It's her bed. I just get an inch of it,
yes.
You know. So that's how that works. Thanks, John, for the call. We appreciate it. I'll tell you, you learn so much. And you know what? I know you love what you do every day. And I love the fact that you're out there doing this for us. And hey, if you're sitting out there and you're thinking, should I, shouldn't I, put the call in. And hey, Corey, I'll talk to you. He's just great once you get to sit down and really address your things that you're experiencing with your own pets. Let me tell you again, Corey Winwood, I can't thank you. He's going to be back here just before you know. We're going to turn that air chair and he'll be back with you again with a whole new host of topics. Corey can be reached at phone number 724-472-7575, 724-472-7575, thebalancedwagwag.com. I love your website, by the way.
Thank you.
It's interactive. It keeps us in tow. It gives us the opportunity to reach out to you. It's just keep up the good work because these guys are so important. The guys and gals are so important to us. And we need you.
Thank you.
We need you. From the beginning and the top of the show, when you're talking about some, you know, which Rob and I have to say, we had Rover and you didn't deal with, you know, pet anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, separation anxiety. They just didn't have it. We must have had it. We just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And we can take these simple things. Is that a quick call there, Rob, or no?
Let's do it.
We think we could do it? Let's do it.
Okay.
Debbie, you're on KDK. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I have a question about my rat terrier. I have had him for about 4 years now, and he will tremble at this for no reason, and I don't know what that's about. Sometimes he shakes, and he's very high-strung about, like, when he's outside, hearing noises really freak him out. So I wondered if that's common for a rat terrier, or is this something that I should be concerned about?
I mean, I would consult with your vet to see if there's not, you know, an underlying reason for that. But, you know, small dogs, it is a very big world, and noises and things can really affect them. And I can think of a lot of ways to, you know, combat some of that and get them, you know, just start playing and doing things and getting him engaged. Like, I think of thunderstorms, for example. A lot of dogs, you know, are affected by those, and there's ways to work through that. But definitely make sure that there's not an underlying issue.
So if she's talking about the noises and you're saying thunderstorms, could we give her an example of what it would take?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not always a thunder shirt.
No, for sure. And for me, I think of finding a YouTube channel that has a thunderstorm kind of playlist, and you start on one volume. And make sure your dog's not reacting and play with your dog and then work your way up that ladder of, you know, more intense volume to just get them used to, you know, hearing noises and seeing that it's not a bad thing.
I love it. I love it. I love what you do, Corey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He'll be back in just a couple weeks.
And that will put a wrap on tonight's show.
It absolutely will.
How can people get a hold of you, Corey?
The Balanced Wag, WAG.com, 724-472-7575.
Is that it?
That would be it, Rob. I'm heading out of here for a while, but I'll see you when I
return. Told you this show would work with calls. You got to listen to me when I tell you.
Oh,
I've been in this business a little while. You
I'm
know?
Heading out. I got to hit the trail, so
all
I'll
right.
be back.
Listen, stay with us. Paul's next with the news. Good to see you, Corey. Much more to come tonight with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.